Welcome back to the fourth and final segment of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. I appreciate you joining us for this segment. In our neighborhood spotlight in this segment, we're featuring Chandler Pond, in Lawrenceville. We're going to discuss quick move-in homes. What is a quick move-in home, and what are the reasons you may want to consider owning your own home? And don't forget, we want to connect with you. We want to talk. It's easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments. You can push back. You can challenge anything we say. In fact, I love it when people reach out to me and say, hey, you said this, but I don't think you have that exactly right, because it's how I'm constantly learning and growing. You can share ideas with us. You can request that we do some additional research on your neighborhood to help you understand whether or not you have a particular advantage as a homeowner in that neighborhood when it comes to selling your home. You can also subscribe to our podcast. Each segment of the radio show is uploaded as an individual podcast. They're all 12 minutes long. We're available on all major podcasting platforms. So I invite you to go to GoGaddis Radio, GoGaddisRadio.com. You can click on the podcast link, and you'll go straight to the different podcasting platforms. And if you prefer SoundCloud or Spotify or Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or whatever it is, you can sign up for them right then and there. Each week, we pick one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes to help you know as a homeowner in the neighborhood whether or not you have a particular advantage when it comes to selling your home. And this week, we're featuring Chandler Pond, which is in Lawrenceville. It's in Gwinnett County. You take I-85 to Georgia Highway 20, which is Buford Drive. You head toward Lawrenceville. You turn right on Azalea, right on Camp Perrin Road, and the neighborhood is on the right. It is a Lawrenceville swim tennis community, which is conveniently located with easy access to 85, 985, and Georgia 316. The swim and tennis areas are part of a large green space area that features the community pond and a play area. The neighborhood is walking distance to Collins Hill Library. It's 5 minutes or less to Collins Hill Park, a 95-acre park with 7 baseball, softball fields, lighted basketball courts, sand volleyball courts, playgrounds, fishing lake, pavilion, and a grill. 5 minutes or less to Collins Hill Golf Club, featuring a beautiful traditional layout with smart undulating greens and narrow tree-lined fairways. And it's also less than 5 minutes to Collins Hill Aquatic Park. Amenities there include a 15-acre park, indoor 25-yard by 25-meter swimming, diving competition pool, an outdoor leisure pool with a lazy river, water play structures and 2 slides, a mile of paved multi-purpose trail with a road crossing to Collins Hill Park across the street. Also, less than 10 minutes from Coolray Field, shopping, dining, and numerous activities at the Mall of Georgia, and 15 minutes to UGA's Gwinnett campus, the Gath South District, the Gath South Arena, which is where the Gladiators play, and there's also a theater there. Let's take a look at what's been happening in that market in the neighborhood over the last 3 years. In 2021, there are a total of 185, just a little less than 200 homes in the neighborhood. In 2021, there were 10 homes that sold. They took an average of 16 days from the time they were listed to when they went under contract, and the average sales price was $378,250. Homes sold for 1.9% more than they were listed for in 2021. Let's take a look at 2022. 6 homes sold. Took an average of 20 days to sell each of the 6 homes. Average sales price went from $378,000. It increased about $75,000 to $455,450. Homes sold for 0.6% more than they were listed for in 2023. Only 4 homes sold, and those 4 homes only took 8 days to sell, and the average sales price dropped $4,000 to $451,125. Homes sold for 99.6% of their list price. Currently, there are 2 homes listed for sale. There was 4 homes sold in the last 365 days, which means, based on that, you have a 6-month supply of inventory. If you have less than 4 months worth of inventory, we consider it a seller's market. If you have 4 or 5 months worth of inventory, we consider it a balanced market. If you have over 5 months worth of inventory, we consider that a buyer's market. So I'm not saying that both of the sellers in Chandler Pond are more motivated than other sellers would be and would give you a good deal on the house. But I am telling you there's 6 months worth of supply, and the odds are if it takes 6 months to sell a home that the sellers are going to get increasingly motivated during that listing period. The low average sales price set in the neighborhood during the recession from 2008 to 2012 was in 2012. Average home in that neighborhood sold for $155,550. When we compare that to the $455,000 average sales price, that's a $300,000 increase from 2012 to 2022, 10 years. And if you take that 185 houses and you figure out what the increased homeowner equity is over that 10-year period, it's $55.4 million. $55.4 million. If you are looking for a home to purchase in Metro Atlanta and you're not finding, or you're disappointed because you're not finding what you're looking for on the website you're currently using, it could be that you need to use a different website. And my recommendation is that you use SureMLS.com, SUREMLS.com. You're probably thinking, why? All listing websites are the same. Well, in Atlanta, they are not. Atlanta has two listing services. We have the First Multiple Listing Service, and we have the Georgia Multiple Listing Service, and not all listings are in both listing services. It's kind of weird. Well, I've even seen people list a home, for example, in Peachtree Corners or Duluth or Lawrenceville or Marietta, and only listed in the Georgia Multiple Listing Service and not in the First Multiple Listing Service, which is really sort of a kiss of death, because people are going to be less likely to find your home for sale. So if you want to see all listings in both listing services all the time, go to SureMLS.com, SUREMLS.com. Are you potentially in the market for a new home and need it now, like today? Are you feeling a bit overwhelmed that you might not find one in time? Steve in Atlanta wrote in saying, we sold our home and now we need to find a new one right away. We heard of quick move-in homes. Exactly what are they? And to be honest with you, I had not heard that term used, quick move-in homes. It certainly makes sense. But a quick move-in home is a type of new construction home that's either fully or partially complete. You'll typically find quick move-in homes in new communities where builders construct several houses before getting started on other phases. Because they're already under construction, you can typically move in to a quick move home in as little as 30 to 90 days. On the other hand, standard new construction homes take on average, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 7.2 months to build. You might not have the option to customize quick move-in homes because the builder chooses the colors and the finishes and the options. However, the styles and the amenities have been tested by builders hundreds, if not thousands, of times. So they know what design will catch your eye, and they probably have something that would work for you. Quick move-in homes are typically cheaper than their custom counterparts because they use standardized materials designed for mass appeal. So you might be able to buy the same identical floor plan as another one in the neighborhood and spend a little bit less money. And you may find deals that lower the price even more. Builders ready to tackle other projects may be motivated to get inventory off the market. In some cases, the builders have financing in place and they need to get that financing removed from the line of credit or whatever financing facility they're using to finance the neighborhood so that they can finance and build more homes. And so when they have something that they are motivated to get off the market, they may negotiate the listing price or pay credits toward closing costs, which certainly can save the buyer some cash. So the pros: shorter timeline, potential for negotiation, fairly simple process because you don't have to make a bunch of choices and they're all brand new homes. The cons are limited design choices, sometimes location. You can't choose the location you want during the neighborhood because homes are either fully or partially built, and not really much variation in nearby houses, meaning yours might look very similar to other houses in the area. They typically sell quickly, so the choice between a quick move-in home and a to-be-built home comes down to time and money. If you want a lower price tag and need to move quickly, a quick move-in home has the advantage. If you're looking to buy a new home and you want to know about the inventory that is standing or almost finished that you can buy and close on quickly, I invite you to reach out to us at either gogaddisradio.com or by calling 770-497-0000. You can ask for Liz Morrison. She is our client care specialist, and it is her job to connect you with the ideal agent to help you find your quick move-in home. So is a quick move-in home worth it? Well, if you're on a time constraint, yes. If it's important to you to choose features and finishes, might not work for you. And if you're sure you want a brand new home, then I believe quick move-in homes could be exactly what you are looking for. My suggestion, by the way, is if you believe that you should or maybe you shouldn't own a home, there are reasons to own a home. You get tax breaks, you get appreciation, you accumulate equity, you have forced savings through the additional monthly payment of principal, you have a predictability and a stability with the neighborhood, and you also have freedom. So the reality is, owning a home is not right for everybody, but for those who want all the things that homeownership gives, it is something you should definitely consider. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months, take advantage of our seller confidence plan. Go to gogaddisradio.com and learn all of your options before you list your home with anyone else. If you've listened to the show over the last few weeks, you know we're looking for a good contractor to do work in the south area of Atlanta. If you are such a contractor, go to gogaddisradio.com or call 770-497-0000. Don't forget to wear your green tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish on that day. Thank you for joining us for another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta. Have a great week.